Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture based in Tisdale. Thanks for joining us, Kim.
Thanks for having me.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report Thursday for the period from May 5th to 11th. What's changed over the past week and what's happening across the province right now?
So last week we saw very limited precipitation, and the runoff water is starting to recede. So seeding is ramping up in many areas. Currently we're at about 16% of the 2026 crop in the ground. That's up about 13% from last week, but it's behind the five-year average of 28% and behind the 10-year average of 27% for this time of year.
What has gone in and where and how is work progressing?
So right now, most of the regions are making some significant progress. The Southwest region is at 34% seeded. The Southeast region is 24%. The West Central region is 13%. East Central is at 8%. Northwest is at 6%. And the Northeast region is only at 1% complete right now.
How is the weather cooperating at this point, and what are the implications there?
So we'd like to see some dry, warm conditions to, you know, increase the amount of seeding that's happening in certain areas of the province. Unfortunately, right now, we're in a bit of a weather system that seems to be bringing a lot of wind and some well-needed moisture to the south part of the province as well as the west side of the province. But the wind is probably our biggest concern, as it can dry areas out significantly, which means the crops that are in the ground may be now sitting in drier soil and or buried further due to erosion, causing them to not emerge as well. So these could be problems going into the next couple of weeks, but we're hopeful that things will progress.
How do moisture conditions look at this point? What are we seeing in terms of variability? And how is moisture factoring in on planting?
So topsoil moisture remains mostly adequate. As I mentioned, the dry and windy conditions are reducing the surplus water, which is a good thing for areas that are waiting to get on the field. But a number of areas are now starting to report shortages. Provincially, cropland topsoil moisture is 13% surplus, 70% adequate, 16% short, and 1% very short. Hayland topsoil moisture is 7% surplus, 69% adequate, 21% short, and 3% very short. Pasture topsoil moisture is at 5% surplus, 63% adequate, 29% short, and 3% very short.
What are the expectations over the coming week?
Well, we're hopeful that areas that need moisture are going to get moisture. And it looks like this rain will help in the areas that are reporting that things are starting to dry out quite a bit. But the areas such as the Northeast, we're kind of hoping that things will soak into the ground and or run off, that the producers can get into the field and start getting some of that seeding done.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Right now, livestock water supplies, there's not any concern for water quality right now. And about 75% of producers are reporting that there's no shortages of on-farm surface water supplies for livestock right now. And none are indicating any severe shortages, so that's a good thing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture based in Tisdale. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.